U.S. Customs and Immigration Enforcement, ICE, contracted with a defense contractor called MVM that housed migrant children in a vacant office building in Midtown Phoenix, not licensed as a child care facility, or so says reporting conducted by Reveal from the Center for Investigative Reporting. Contractor MVM says it only provided transportation of undocumented families and unaccompanied children for the Department of Health and Human Services, and that, quote, "we have not and currently do not operate shelters or any other type of housing for minors," end quote. Phoenix officials have responded by asking the Arizona Health Services Department to investigate further. There's a press conference scheduled for later this morning that'll call for the closure of the facility. To talk about how she approached the story and what she found is reporter Aura Bogado from Reveal. Aura, good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
So how exactly did you find out about this? Like, what tipped you off that this was going on?
So Reveal from the Center for Investigative Reporting has been really focused on immigration in general, but in particular the separation of families under zero tolerance at the border. And we sort of did one big hard-hitting story recently, and as a result, someone found out about our email tip line, which is border@revealnews.org, and she contacted us with an explanation and video of what she had seen over several weeks. What she had seen, and we eventually saw and were pretty disturbed by, were dozens of children being ushered into this sort of unmarked office building in Phoenix. It seemed so sort of incredible to me that I got on a plane the next morning and flew and went straight from the airport to her home and subsequently the office next door to really investigate what was happening.
Were you able to get inside? I know that members of Congress and others have had trouble accessing some of these facilities in other places.
We weren't able to, but it's also important to keep in mind that this is an unmapped, sort of unknown facility. Some people have referred to it as a black site for children. We didn't know anything about what was going on there. We didn't know if it was ICE, CBP, ORR, or somebody independent of the government, period, that was bringing kids into this facility. The person who sent us the video, Liana Dunlap, she actually first thought that the children were being just traditionally trafficked. I saw a text that she had exchanged with her husband in early June saying, "Something is really weird. I think these kids are being trafficked into this building." Mm. Once she starts hearing about the separation of families, and she starts realizing, wait, there may be a connection here. And she confronted workers. She took video. She reached out to her and her neighbor reached out to local media. She even called the police at one point. The police, we confirmed with the police that they did respond to a call, but because apparently they found out that it was an ICE contractor, they apparently decided not to investigate any further. So it took several weeks before this tip even got to us.
I wonder what this says about what other facilities might be out there like this. Like you said, it's being referred to by some as a black site. Like, does this mean that there are potentially many other places that are either temporarily or not so temporarily housing these children, and we just don't know about them?
It's quite likely. ICE did eventually respond to our request for comment and said that per their contract with this company, MVM, this is allowed. MVM calls this a temporary holding place. Those are the words that they used. ICE calls it a waiting area. Some people call it a detention center. Others call it a black site. There's sort of a lot of, we can get into the semantics and what different things mean. I know that, you know, when officially ICE calls it a waiting area, I've never experienced a waiting area that's one point between two places, you know, for several hours or overnight or however long the children were in there. We also don't know how long the children were in there. MVM has never been able to confirm to us that children never spent the night. The last that we were told is that they didn't know whether children had spent the night. We know that cameras were installed at some point after the children went in. So one can guess that MVM might know whether or not the children were there overnight or how many hours specifically they spent there, but they certainly haven't told us yet. And we do believe now that there may be other sites like this. We asked MVM how many offices or quote-unquote waiting areas they operate like this. We didn't hear back. I also asked ICE. They referred my question back to MVM. I asked ICE specifically if the agency could tell us how many contracts it enters into and then allows quote-unquote waiting areas like this, and I haven't heard back from the agency.
Is there a sense of how many kids might be in this facility or how many at any given time might be in there?
We strongly believe that there are no children there now. By the time I went there, neighbors had said that all the children were sort of taken out on June 22nd. That was 2 days after President Trump ended his own blanket policy to take children away from pretty much most parents at the border. And we don't know exactly how many were held there at a time. I know that I was able to count 32 that went in on one day. Another neighbor tells us it was as many as 40 children. Another says that it's as many as 80. So people definitely saw dozens of children going in there, and they didn't see any leaving for several weeks.
All right, we'll have to leave it there. Unfortunately, that's Aura Bogado, a reporter with Reveal from the Center for Investigative Reporting. Aura, thanks a lot for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you.